Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 9th of March, the 68th day of 2026, with 297 days ahead of us on our way to 2027. Hot on the heels of International Women's Day yesterday, we continue with Women's History Month, which began as a Women's History Week local celebration in 1978 in Santa Rosa, California, organized by the Education Task Force of the Sonoma County Commission on the Status of Women. Soon, according to womenshistory.org, the movement spread across the country as other communities initiated their own Women's History Week celebrations the following year. By 1980, President Jimmy Carter, persuaded by the lobbying National Women's History Project, had issued the first presidential proclamation declaring the week of March 8, 1980, as National Women's History Week. He wrote, "From the first settlers who came to our shores, from the first American Indian families who befriended them, men and women have worked together to build this nation. Too often the women were unsung and sometimes their contributions were unnoticed. But the achievements, leadership, courage, strength, and love of the women who built America was as vital as that of the men whose names we know so well." For 2026, the Women's History Alliance, NWHA, presents the theme, Leading the Change, Women Shaping a Sustainable Future. This past week has presented many challenges, some of which we have had some support for, some of them not. The challenges receiving support are sometimes sustainable in nature, sometimes not. Along the way, regarding unsustainability, one wonders how many noses are being bitten off, to spite how many faces. Life has a habit of eventually revealing to us what really doesn't work and what does. No matter the level, international, national, regional, local, sustainability has always been part of the picture, though frequently, or at least more often than many of us would like, a really small part of the picture. But we must remember that in many endeavors, something is better than nothing. From a handful of seeds may emerge vast crops. About the topic, South Asian American Muslim poet Fatima Asghar has this to say. "The women in my family, their names have been lost. Only the winds and only the mountains keep them. We've forgotten the names of the mountains, my people, the more we bent our knees to worship the gods of the city, the gods with jaguar eyes, who sit in the smog, which could be mistaken for clouds, but for the ink they leave in our lungs, Rorschach paintings, doctors dissect. What do you see? My death, certainly, but still no names of the women before me, or the names of the mountains and rivers, the promises my ancestors made to the spirits, and then betrayed when they fled, exchanged land for new land. What was her name? I asked the room of my uncles and am met with disinterest. Where did she come from? And I received silence. That must be it then. She came from the air, from wind, from the earth, stilling to quiet, and in the right moment when the sun hits the water, when no one is around, when I can see the mountains breaking the sky, I can almost hear them, the women in my family, the ones who remember their names." For every day we celebrate the beginning of new lives and find some comfort in our hope for the future, among the abundantly famous birthdays today are those of Amerigo Vespucci, Leland Stanford, Samuel Barber, Mickey Spillane, Keeley Smith, Ornette Coleman, Yuri Gagarin, Raul Julia, Bobby Fischer, Robin Tower, Juliette Binoche, Emmanuel Lewis, Julia Mancuso, and Brittany Snow. And of noteworthy historical significance, today in 1862, during the American Civil War, the ironclads Monitor and Virginia, the latter formerly known as Merrimack, battled in the harbor at Hampton Roads, Virginia, marking the beginning of a new era of naval warfare. And today in 1959, Mattel introduced its toy doll, Barbie, which would become an international sensation. Heavenward, tomorrow morning and the morning after in the southeast sky, our waning crescent moon will appear to be keeping company with the bright red star Antares, brightest star in the constellation Scorpius the Scorpion. Our moon will be entering its third quarter as well. And on Thursday and Friday morning in the southeast sky, about 90 minutes before sunrise, our waning crescent moon will appear to be hanging close to the teapot asterism in the constellation Sagittarius the Archer. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise, welcoming this 12th full and therefore penultimate week of winter, the 10th full week of 2026, and the second week of March. Keep the faith.